وأقول في القرآن ما جاءت به آياته فهو الكريم المنزال. وأقول قال الله جل جلاله والمصطفى الهادي ولا أتأول.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters, a lot of us, including myself, we ask ourselves these questions. And we ask those who we believe to be better than us and more driven than us these questions. And that is, how can I stay motivated? How can I stay focused? How can I be driven? This is a question I think all of us ask ourselves, right? So inshallah ta'ala, in this series, I want to go in, how can you be uplifted? How could you be self-driven, motivated? Bi-idhnillahi al-kareem, I'm going to give you 10 ways, inshallah, 10 ways, bi-idhnillahi al-kareem, in which you can attain it, bi-idhnillahi al-kareem. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives you this, and you are driven, motivated, you're enthusiastic, you are dedicated, then wallahi, brothers and sisters, all types of stress, all types of anxieties, depression, all goes. And what replaces that is happiness, tranquility, and ease. If Allah blesses you with this subhanahu wa ta'ala, things become easy. You will be able to attain your worldly benefit and your hereafter benefits. You will be able to attain the objectives that you're looking for in life. The ibadat, the acts of worship, become so easy and so fulfilling. Acts of obedience generally become so easy and so enjoyable. You will learn, or you will have the strength and the ability to observe benefits that benefit you in this world and also in the hereafter. If you have children and you have your offspring, then you're going to put their benefits and what they need at a high level, and you're going to be able to execute the dreams that you had. So much benefits come from it. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He commanded Nabiullah Musa to go to Fir'aun, al-Taghiyah, the transgressive, tyrant individual, Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa to go and to convey the message to him. Nabiullah Musa turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he supplicated. He asked Allah for something. What he asked for Allah, from Allah, is what every single one of us needs to progress in life. He said, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. He said, oh Allah, uplift me, expand my chest, and make matters easy for me. The first part, which is Rabbi shrah li sadri, is self-motivation. Rabbi shrah li sadri means to be driven. It means to have assurance and tranquility and to have conviction in what you're trying to achieve. He knew, Nabiullah Musa, that he can't do this mission if Allah doesn't give him this. He supplicated straight away as soon as he was told, اِذْهَبَ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. Musa straight away, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. My Lord, Allah, expand my chest. Give me that drive, that motivation. Uplift me, my Lord. Expand my breast. Give me assurance. Give me conviction. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, and make my matters easy for me. There is a bond between self-motivation to be driven and matters being easy for you. وَلِذَلِكَ نَبِي اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٍ, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He mentioned a favor on him. Allah is saying, I favored you, Muhammad, when he said to him, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, did we not, Muhammad, did we not expand your chest? Did we not expand your breast? Here what it means is your chest. Here means we gave you assurance. We gave you conviction. We gave you self-motivation. All of that, Allah is saying, we gave it to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows you it's a minhatun ilahiyya wa atiyyatun rabbaniyya min Allahi tabarak wa ta'ala. It's something Allah gives, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, فَشَرْحُ الصَّدْرِ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ أَسْبَابِ الْهِدَايَةِ. One of the greatest form of guidance is what? If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives you that. That شَرْحُ الصَّدْرِ, Allah expands your chest. وَتَضْيِقُهُ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ الضَّلَالِ. And if your chest is squeezed together, it's tight, that's one of the means of misguidance. كما أن شرحه من أجل من أجل النعم وتضييقه من أعظم النقم. The greatest blessings comes, wallahi brothers, when your chest is big. If you have that big chest, brothers and sisters, you can do the things that people will say is impossible. You would be able to do it. Ask yourself this question. Every one of you who's watching. Why is it a person who goes to a gym, who works out, who puts the effort and the strength in, he's got six packs, he's got big arms, he's worked out, he's done everything. It's a skinny person who doesn't work out, has not much strength, easily be pushed, is able to remove the duvet from himself, go to the masjid, pray with energy and enthusiasm. And this other person who's physically yani in shape can't do that. The matter goes back to what? أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. The matter goes back to رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي. You will see an 8-year-old achieve, 9-year-old, 10-year-old achieve goals after goals because he's got that. And you will find a person who's in his late 60s has never achieved that in his life. This matter, brothers, is something that we really need to discuss. And I hope, bi-idhnillahi al-kareem, that when I speak about it in this series, that a lot of you will, bi-idhnillahi al-kareem, change for the better. I ask Allah that He gives me, subhanahu wa ta'ala, myself, and each and every one of you. The 10 reasons that I'm going to mention, inshallah ta'ala, they go back to two. They will go back to two. And that is for you to be self-driven, self-motivated, for you to have that conviction, for you to have all of that. لا ينال إلا بتوفيق الله تعالى وإعانته للعبد. You won't attain it if Allah doesn't help you with it. نبي الله موسى, who was selected and picked as a prophet, he straight away ran to his Lord and he said, رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. He called on to his Lord. He can't do it by himself. How many of us ask Allah for help? How many of us beg Allah for help? Say, Ya Rabb, give it to me. We're crying to other people. We're talking to these people. We're going to therapists. We're going to a consultant. We're this, that. We're not going to Allah. The second is, this is a minnah walhiba min Allah ta'ala. Because it's a gift, because it's a favor from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, لا تتأتى إلا بطاعته ولزوم شرعه. You won't attain it unless you follow His commandments, Allah. and you follow his sharia. To get that drive, you're not going to get it unless you follow Allah Ta'ala's commandments and what he legislated. This whole entire topic goes back to these two. The heart, my beloved brothers and sisters, is in Allah Ta'ala's hands. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ Allah tosses and he turns it the way he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chooses to bring your heart upright, to uplift you, to give you that motivation and that drive, there's no one who can take it from you. And if Allah chooses not to give it to you, there is no one who can give it to you. Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ Whoever Allah wants to guide them, he expands their chest. Allahu Akbar. It goes back to the point. This, Allah gives them that motivation. Allah gives them that certainty. Allah gives them that clarity. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he expands their chest. Then they accept Islam. And whoever Allah doesn't want to give guidance to them, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا The person is, his chest is tight. They roll up in bed. They can't wake up for fajr. They can't do any act of obedience. They can't read Quran. They can't do anything. صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا His heart is tight. حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ It's like he's climbing the sky. Also Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said in another ayah, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ Whoever Allah expands their chest with Islam, then this person is upon light from his Lord. Light! He can see what he wants in life. You see people, you look at them and you say, SubhanAllah, how does that person know what he needs to do? How is he focused? How is this person achieving one thing after another? Why? How? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ Allah has placed that thing inside that person's heart where they are driven, they are motivated, they are upon certainty, they can see the light that we're talking about. فَوَعَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ means they have a light. They can see the prize at the end of the tunnel. And they're focused on that. All of these distractions are not getting in their way. It's not getting in their way. لكن the one who doesn't have this, guess what? Every little noise that's made, he looks. And he spends years on that. And then he comes back again. And then he hears another noise and he goes towards that. Every single time a little noise is made, he's you'll see them there. He's not focused. He's not driven. He does not have the light. He doesn't have that inner strength to push himself to the next level. Wallahi, it's a sign Allah tabarak wa ta'ala hasn't given you that. And you need to cry back to your Lord and beg him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Allamah ibn al-Qayyim, he said, أَنَّ حَالَ الْعَبْدِ فِي الْقَبْرِ كَحَالِ الْقَلْبِ فِي الصَّدْرِ نَعِيمًا وَعَذَابًا وَسِجْنًا وَانْطِلَاقًا Wallahi, brothers and sisters, قَسَمًا لِمَنْ أَحَلَّ الْقَسَمْ This statement يَسْتَحِقُ أَنْ يُكْتَبُ بِمَعِ الذَّهَبِ This statement by itself that Ibn al-Qayyim said here, Wallahi, it deserves to be written in ink of gold. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, the situation of the slaves in the grave is like the situation of the heart in the body. When you're in that grave and you're buried inside that grave, it's either bliss or it's punishment. You're either in prison or you're either in Jannah. You're free. The qalb is like that inside the body. It's either in bliss or it's in a punishment. Or it's in a prison or it's free. If your chest is tight, it's a prison. The heart is in a prison. The person can't see the religion. They can't see their worldly benefit, nor can they see their hereafter benefits. As I said, His heart is what? وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. A lot of people say this. I can't get up. I can't do it. I am unable to. What do you mean you're unable to? Physically you can't do it? Is someone holding you down? No, I just don't feel motivated. I just feel lazy. هذا هو. There you go. Why? Is anyone holding you? No, no one's holding you. Is anyone? No one's imprisoning you. You're not a prison for anybody. You're not in chains. No, you're not in chains. Hey, the chest here hasn't got that motivation. It's not uplifted. It's not driven. It doesn't have assurance. It doesn't have the conviction. It doesn't have that, what the ayah says, the light from its Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we all together, brothers? There are signs. There are alamat bayina, clear-cut signs. And there are also dalalat wadiha that are apparent upon the believer, which a person praises Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for. Okay? Inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to be idhnillahi al-kareem. I'm going to go through those 10 points, inshallah ta'ala, one after the other. I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that He gives us these qualities, in order to attain that self-motivation, to be driven, to be passionate about the benefits for us in this world and the hereafter. That was the introduction to the topic, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to bi-idhnillah al-kareem go through, in each episode, I'm going to go through one of those characteristics. So you're going to have 11 episodes, inshallah ta'ala. You can watch, you can go over again and again, inshallah ta'ala. وَبِاللَّهِ وَحَدَهُ التَّوْفِيقِ وَمِنْهُ يُسْتَمَدُّ الْعَوْنُ وَيُسْتَمْنَحُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.